Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We're leading tonight with severe weather over the upper Tennessee Valley. Cluster of storms started near Joplin, big hail near Jonesboro, wind and hail damage this afternoon, Nashville, now losing the heat of the day and bumping into the Appalachians. These cells are weakening, reaching now from northern Alabama into eastern Kentucky. We have a frost advisory on the other side of the country, southwest Oregon, including Medford, into northern California, and another heat advisory for SoCal, this time from San Diego north through Riverside, and that heat will spread east into the heat well of the desert southwest. That's about it for right now. So what about your weather for tomorrow? Well, let's stay first with that southwest heat that will be expanding across Arizona, 96 in El Paso tomorrow. More stormy weather in the center of the country. Severe storms from Oklahoma along the Missouri-Arkansas state line and into western Tennessee with a broad area of showers and some embedded thunder for the central and northern plains. And south of all that cloudiness, temperatures will start to get hot. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Oscillators, locker room talk, the fellowship of the dig ceases. Your Curse of Oak Island update later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
You thought one of the perks of being a cop in Florida was that you could every once in a while tase a family friend, maybe your fiance, without everyone getting upset. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
1008 at WPHT in Philadelphia, 708 at Real Talk 910 in San Francisco. How many people are unemployed? How many people have filed for unemployment?
An additional 3.8 million Americans filed for unemployment claims. That brings our six-week total to over 30 million Americans. It's unbelievable.
30 million Americans have filed for unemployment. Is that what she said? Is that what she really said?
An additional 3.8 million Americans filed for unemployment claims. That brings our six-week total to over 30 million Americans. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable because it means that most of the people filing for unemployment have never filed for unemployment before. Now, because I'm in show business, or a very distant, evil branch of show business known as late-night radio, I have filed for unemployment on several occasions, not as many as you might imagine based on my work, but enough, probably two. Once when I was 21 and once when I was much older than that in 2011. And here's what the people who are filing for unemployment are going to discover if they've never filed for unemployment before. And I'd like to know if you've had any experiences with this filing for unemployment now. You ready? People think that if they file for unemployment, they will get a check the next week. Maybe they have to fill out a form, they mail it in, they email it in, but they figure they're going to get a check the next week, and then they keep getting the check until they don't, until they have a job. That's how they think it works. Let me tell you how it works, depending on the county or the state, but basically this is how it works. You file for unemployment, and then you have to find your birth certificate, your driver's license, your marriage certificate, pay receipts for the past 80 years, your IRS forms, your 1040 forms. You have to provide an enormous amount of documentation, again, depending on where you live. All right, you bring it to a scary building that's either really run down or really suspiciously too large. You bring it to a clerk who's usually well-meaning after you've waited in line for 4 days. And you take a waiting number. You know, one of those machines generates a number and tells you how long you have to wait. It's longer than you think. However long you thought it was going to take for you to file your unemployment claim, it's going to be much longer. But then the weirdest part, again, depending on the state and the county where you live, you have to re-up every week. You have to notify the unemployment office that you need more unemployment, often at odd times, like, say, oh, by 10 o'clock Sunday night, between 9 and 10 o'clock Sunday night, or 4 and 6 p.m. on Saturdays. It's weird. Then, at random times, the unemployment people could ask you to prove that you have been looking for work. Now, I don't know in this environment how people are going to prove you've been looking for work, because if you look for work, you're violating the stay-at-home orders. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? It's a very strenuous, stressful thing. Then when you get the unemployment amount, you'll decide that it's wrong, that based on your employment history, you should have gotten a lot more money than this. What the heck is this? And then at some random point, depending on where you live, either 3 months from now, 5 months from now, 6 months from now, they will say, sorry, your next check's your last check. Some places will extend it for like a month. But again, it's very situational. You have to prove that you've been working. It is not automatic. In most states, in most counties, you have to re-up every week. And, oh, by the way, it's like a month or 6 weeks before you get the first check. Has that been your experience? I'm Walter M. Sterling. We are live, and my phone number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Unemployment hell. Because the other thing that you will be offended by are the number of news reports by serious news people saying, oh my gosh, some of these people are making $4 more than they would if they were working. Oh no. Usually said by people on their golf cart at their country club while sipping mint juleps. Oh no, we can't have people making $1.08 more than they would have if they were actually working. That's unbelievable. Meanwhile, these are people who are sucking up government coffers to pay for that country club, to pay for those lunches, to pay for their cars, to pay for their gasolines. But God help you if you make a buck or two more on unemployment that, oh, you paid into. Those guys didn't pay into their golf club, but you've already paid into your unemployment insurance. It's called unemployment insurance. Unemployment insurance. It's not a gift. You've been paying into it. It's yours. Have you had any of these experiences? Because my experience was whenever the two times I filed for unemployment, I had to go to the scariest part of the city, the scariest part of town, file, stand in line forever, pay for parking, which I couldn't afford at the time, and then each week had to re-up. It's not a gift. And again, it's called insurance because you and I have earned it. We have paid into it, not a gift. My phone number, I'd love to talk to you. The reason I do the show is that I love to talk to you and I get to get away from my kids. It's 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. 9258. I give out my number multiple times because I'm only on once a week. I'm not like some of these big guys who are on 400 hours a week. You know, you only have to give their number once because everybody has it tattooed on them. 888-688-9258. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about what should be happening this weekend, which is the Kentucky Derby. And my experiences of the Kentucky Derby were a lot of fun. I will share the Kentucky Derby experiences with you coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. Well, that was fun. I went to the dentist this week because I had to have a tooth pulled. And he pulled the tooth. And he's a good dentist. Everything went fine. 2 days after the tooth came out, my gums started hurting like crazy. You know that experience when you go to the dentist and your gums are hurting like crazy? I put CBD oil on those gums and the pain went away. Instantly, that was my experience. CBDistillery.com makes my CBD products, and I learned that where I get CBD products makes a difference. CBDistillery.com makes their products from the hemp plant. They purify them, and they have hundreds of thousands of happy customers like me. CBDistillery.com. You don't need a prescription for this. It's not from the pharmacy. You don't need a license for it. The cops aren't going to come. This is a product naturally extracted from the hemp plant and turned into oil, cream, salve, whatever you want, pills. I use the oil. I use it on my joints, and I used it on my gums this week, and it removed the pain instantly. And then I thought, why am I sitting in this pain? When I put CBD products from CB Distillery on my joints, you know, the pain goes away, it lifts, and my body feels lighter. I thought that was like, you know, a joke or just an expression. No, my body feels lighter. CBDistillery.com. Put my name in the promo code. CBDistillery.com. Put in my name, Walter, and get a 20% discount. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Walter. CBDistillery.com. Go to the website. Do it now. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I love task-specific products. And that's what the little blue pill is. The generic form of the little blue pill makes it affordable. If you want an erection on demand, you can get it now with the little blue pill. The little blue pill is a medicine and can only be prescribed by a real doctor. Go to forhims.com. They will connect you with a real doctor online. The real doctor will interview you about whether or not the little blue pill is appropriate for you. And then the medication is mailed to you in a plain brown wrapper. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require online consultation with a physician who will determine if it is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office. Now remember, that's for hims.com.
You fight them. You can't. I don't know any teachers that have ever gotten it because of this reasonable assurance. And it's crazy that they do that. We all pay into it. My wife's been for 20 years a teacher out here. Same thing. We, every time we're laid off, we apply. Automatically denied because of their rule, reasonable assurance.
My guess is this applies to registered nurses.
Probably, right, right. I can't even believe this. They have this law in the books. I wrote the governor and senator, and they told me that I need to get a councilman or assemblyman to change the law, and then they'll be able to help us.
And have you done that? Have you done that?
Oh, I've written... I actually did 2017, my school closed. I wrote Governor Sandoval at the time because we had 90 schools. The Gainful Employment Act shut them all down. And so I was a full-time at that time. I went through three appeals. I wrote Governor Sandoval again. His office actually called the head of the unemployment in Carson City. The director of the Carson City called me. And I won that appeal.
Okay,
I was the
only
one.
But every time, you know, whenever I hear anybody, and thank you for the call. Anytime I ever hear anybody say Carson City, I always see, you know, swinging bar doors and cowboys on horseback about to shoot each other. That's the vision I always have. What's wrong with me? It's 22 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. You and I are talking about, have you ever actually had unemployment? I have, because I'm in show business. By law, I have to have had unemployment. And if you've never had it, 30 million people in America in the past 6 weeks have filed for unemployment. What that means is most of them have never had it. And they think, gee, I file and a check comes the next week. No way. No way. It would be easier to get a pilot's license in Iraq than to get an unemployment check in America. And by the way, speaking of checks, you run a small business? Has your small business loan showed up yet? Now, remember, it showed up for Shake Shack. They got $10 million. $10 million for Shake Shack, which thank God they returned. But I have friends who are operating major retail stores in places like Dallas and Houston. And they have, 50, 70, 100 employees, big stores. They're not getting a dime. They haven't gotten a dime or an answer. Dennis in Havertown, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, I've been on, like you, I've been on unemployment twice before. And the last time it was April of 1992, and the unemployment office was like 5 minutes from my house, and I rode over there with my pink slip from my former employer and went in, and I got my check 2 weeks later, and I had to call every Sunday night.
Every Sunday night. Why is it Sunday night?
I have no idea. It was like what they do with the jury duty thing, I guess. Because whenever you're on jury duty, they make you call. And then after that, they gave me a little card, and I had to tell them, you know, prove to them every week that I was out looking for jobs. So I got the yellow pages out when they used to have phone books and go through, you know, pick out companies. And at the time, it was kind of slow. I was looking for jobs, and I was making like $14 an hour when I got laid off, and I wasn't going to accept a $7 an hour job. So I'm like, well, all right, and I went on for several months like that. And like I said, it took me 2 weeks before I got my first check, and, you know, called them up every week. And
right. It's a nightmare. And thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling 888-688-WALT. If you're running a small business like I do, this network, this show, I own this show, which is shocking on every level. I own this show. And I applied for an SBA loan to perpetuate this, to get some equipment, to make sure that the people who work with me are paid properly, and I haven't even gotten a response. But then I've been in contact with friends of mine who own significant retail stores, 30, 40, 50 people. Again, no response. Then we see other companies, big chains, getting $10 and $15 million, and I'm very confused. These things confuse me because the people I know have not gotten a nickel. And they're running real, legitimate retail businesses that deserve it. They've spent 10, 15, 20 years building up these businesses. And they said, hey, get us through the month. These people have been paying taxes for decades. And they say, get us through the month. Nothing. Nothing. Where's that money going? I say it's going to golf carts and Sunday buffets at fancy hotels and a variety of completely unnecessary government expenditures. I don't see people owning small businesses getting their money, and I don't see individuals getting their money on time. That's what, and then good luck getting the unemployment. Good luck getting the unemployment. It'll be quite the challenge. All right, coming up in this hour, we've got I've got a story for you because, you know, this is Derby weekend. This is Kentucky Derby weekend, which has now been pushed to September. I went to the Kentucky Derby. It is a remarkable event. I want to share that story with you. Plus, Velo Hool has a report about the Curse of Oak Island, and that once again, on the Curse of Oak Island, the television show, they have found nothing. Once again, nothing. Plus, in the next hour, at 6 minutes past the hour, the usual edition, which is how I hear public radio. And, oh my gosh, my favorite guest, Randy West. Randy West is a show business savant. He's in Hollywood. And I said, Randy, there are all these announcements about divorces. And then people saying they're announcing their divorce. And then they don't want any attention. Please give us our privacy. I'm like, well, what's with that? Don't announce it if you don't want to lose your privacy. Plus, we have two episodes of Florida Stories and the secretive asbestos falls. There is nothing else like this on the radio. It's just you and me in the cab of your truck, driving long distance. It's your new media room. That's your media room. There's the cup holder. There's the radio. Does it get better than this? And nobody's on the road. Who's on the road? No one's here. It's just us. Plus, I'm going to share with you some amazing stories about strip clubs that are fighting against the closures. They don't think there should be closures. And Vincent Gamma at midnight, at our midnight hour. And Vincent Gamma is a, let me get this right. He takes people to a special level of psychic powers, a remarkable level of psychic powers. And he will teach us how to have and exercise our God-given psychic powers. Is there another radio show anything like this? I think not. There's nothing that even comes close. And I always love to talk to you. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-WALT. And, oh my God, by law, I make a podcast. Because, you know, every talk show host in America must generate a podcast. It's necessary to generate a podcast. And you can find mine at Apple iTunes or iHeartMedia.com. And the name of my podcast is Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits. Because you're listening to me on the radio right now. In your truck, Keith Mortensen, if you're listening to me on the radio right now, Neil Paul, you don't fit in. You're not a normal person. We're not normal. That's how come we found each other. How does it feel? Does it feel pretty good? Finally, a club you can belong to, a club that wants you. This is news. What else we got for you? Oh, and I'd love to hear from you by email, waltermsterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. It's a full show. I got lots coming up. My Kentucky Derby stories with President Carter in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, top rated among the obese.
Sterling on Sunday, weather, we are upside down. Warmer in Alaska than in Georgia this week. What starts as 90s across the South will quickly fall back below normal for the rest of the week, and the heat in the Southwest expands northward for the rest of the week. The wettest days of the week will be Tuesday and Friday, finally breaking the extreme heat. More rain for the Southeast after a record-setting April for most. Heaviest rains Charlotte on Tuesday, Richmond to Philly on Wednesday, with a new Pacific storm approaching Seattle on Wednesday. Plus, we have snow in the east late week, best described as lake effect snow due to the coverage. And it is moisture riding across the warmer lakes with lots of freezing temperatures for the northeast, setting many records to end the week. Make sure you're ready for that. Make sure you have a trusted source for info, too. You can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov and turn on those alerts. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
You thought one of the perks of being a cop in Florida was that you could every once in a while tase a family friend, maybe your fiance, without everyone getting upset. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
As winter lowers its menacing head on Oak Island, the dig ends. The members of the Fellowship of the Dig, brave men, Alex Legina, Rick Legina, Marty Legina, Gary Drayton, Paul Troutman, and the cast of characters that seek to find the truth of what happened to all that treasure on Oak Island. Oscillators. Lucinda's oscillator went deep, deep into the island. Deep. And the Fellowship of the Dig were encouraged, but alas, something bad started to happen. They reached a chamber. The chamber was likely to take the oscillator too deep, where equipment could be lost, where safety could be at risk. And the one thing we know right now in our world is that safety is above everything else. Safety. The Fellowship of the Dig, though, in the war room got together, and there were a couple of oscillator jokes. It's okay, no women were there. No women are allowed in the wacky war room. But the guys are looking forward And they came up with a chilling thing. The Eye of the Swamp had been there since the year 1200. It may be three more seasons to find the gold. To find the gold. Bittersweet, sad as the season comes to an end. But I will be standing by for all the information. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
There is absolutely nothing there. Coming up, we have Vincent Gamma at midnight. He is a world-renowned triple-power psychic, an authentic and gifted psychic with the knowledge and experience of a licensed psychotherapist and the big, charming personality of a showman. That's what we want in a psychic. The knowledge and power of a psychotherapist and the charm of a showman. That's coming up in 90 minutes at midnight. And then at 11 o'clock, 20 minutes from now, Randy West, who's an expert on all things Hollywood, will answer the key question that has haunted me all my life, which is, why would you announce that you're about to have a divorce and with the announcement say, please respect our privacy? Why would you announce the divorce to begin with? Mary in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Mary.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Are you listening to the radio? Turn off the radio.
Oh, sure.
Why?
Is that better?
Why aren't they told to turn off the radio? That is my question. That is what tortures me every week.
I just had to go out for a little serenity ride. Just had to get out of the house. So I heard your show, and I heard some of the people talking about trying to get these stimulus checks for their small businesses.
Yeah,
and
how's that going for you?
Actually, it's been kind of a nightmare the last couple weeks, but my husband and I have a sales training business. It's an LLC. It's kind of like an LLC, just a small business with two employees. But just trying to get the forms done. The forms are a mess. The people that are sending out the forms are a mess. We had our tax accountant help us to try to figure out how to submit this. And they kept going back and forth and back and forth. And finally, we did get approved with our local bank here. So that's good news, but it is a mess.
Where's the check?
Oh, well, we don't have the check yet, but it's supposed to be coming soon. We'll see.
Well, it was approved, and you've taken a Midwest attitude toward it of, oh, well, it's approved, everything's fine. It's not everything's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have the check.
That's true. You don't count your chickens before they hatch. But
You don't have your check. It's your money. Where's your money?
The small business loan supposedly was approved through our local bank, MidFirst Bank, so...
Yeah, but I don't understand that either, because on the Small Business Association form, it doesn't say we have to go to a bank to get this approved. They have the money. Why can't I just get it from them?
I have no idea. My husband was on the front lines with all this, with the tax accountant and
the
bank. So,
but you don't have. Thank you for your call, Mary. But your husband was on the front line. You didn't get a check. Your husband failed you. He failed you. Where the heck's the money? Where is the money that all the small businesses in America have been promised? $10 million to Shake Shack, no sweat. You make fattening malts? Coffee, please give me a coffee malt. No problem, here's $10 million. Meanwhile, you own a furniture store in Dallas. You own a bodega in Manhattan. Where's your check? Have you gotten a check through the Small Business Association loan or grant program? Have you gotten one? And by the way, along the way, it changed in name from grant to loan. Grant to loan. Répétez, s'il vous plaît. Grant to loan. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. It's 888-688-WALT. Vincent Gamma, psychotherapist, psychic to the stars. Help us meditate and get through this. That's coming up at midnight. And then at 11:06, at 6 minutes past the next hour, you and I are going to talk to Randy West, who is a savant about all things Hollywood. Speaking of Hollywood, have you seen this Netflix series about Hollywood in the 1930s? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I want high test, please. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
You thought one of the perks of being a cop in Florida was that you could every once in a while tase a family friend, maybe your fiance, without everyone getting upset. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Your hours are probably crazy now. I'm Walter Sterling. Let me share with you about Blink Home Security. When our hours are crazy like this, maybe you're working two shifts, maybe your shift has been changed, or maybe you're just trying to adjust to wacky life. You want to make sure that your home or your retail business is safe. And I do that with Blink Home Security, B-L-I-N-K. Blink Home Security is not a wired system. It doesn't go to a central office. Instead, you put the cameras wherever you want. They're little tiny cameras, and they send out signals over the internet to an app. The app is on your phone. Somebody goes by the motion-sensitive cameras, boom, on your app you can see who's in your home, who's at the front door, who's at the scary window in the back, or if you have a store, you can see what's going on at your store. No problem. This sounds expensive. It's $79.99. That's it. The prices start at $79.99. Remember, no wires, no central office, no monthly fee. You own the security system. You buy as many cameras as you want. You load the app on your phone, and you can see what's going on in your home or business. Please get all the details at BLINK Protect, BlinkProtect.com. That's the name of their website, BlinkProtect.com. Enter the name Walter for a significant discount, for a 20% discount. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. And that means you can count on the product to keep your home and your family and your business safe. You want to know what's going on. And now here's an economical way to keep your family safe. It's BlinkProtect.com. Get the information. It was supposed to be the Kentucky Derby weekend. Now, have you ever been to the Kentucky Derby? Have you ever, you've watched it on TV, but you ever been there? I only went once. And
here comes Bluegrass Cat with a quick move. Top of the stretch in the Derby, and Barbaro draws clear. It's Barbaro in front. Showing
you can't
up
imagine.
Second position. Bluegrass
I couldn't
Cat
imagine
third.
What it was like.
And
twice.
Go! No stretch they come.
It is by far
Derby.
The horniest place on
is
earth.
Running away.
Because it's that unique combination of incredible amounts of money. Everybody in their finest clothes. It's a May spring day. Right? And nobody there is ever going to look better than they do at that moment. That is the best they're ever going to look. It's incredible. Now, the only reason I was able to go to the Kentucky Derby was because I worked at ABC at the time, and ABC was broadcasting the Kentucky Derby. And, excuse me, as a suit at ABC, I got to go to the clubhouse, the Kentucky Derby clubhouse. Everybody famous on the East Coast was in that clubhouse. I don't know how I got in there, but I did. The thing about being in the clubhouse of the Kentucky Derby is the betting windows are in there. I didn't have to leave and go place a bet at the betting windows. They were in the clubhouse. They want your money. And there's a limited number of people who can get in there. It's very comfortable. And there's food. And that's all I'm interested in. There's food. Now, the guy who you just heard, Dave Johnson.
Here comes Bluegrass Cat with a quick move. Top of the stretch in the Derby, and Barbaro draws clear. It's Barbaro in front, showing up is into second position. Bluegrass Cat is third.
When you watch the Kentucky Derby on TV, there are two announcers. There is the announcer for the day, and until very recently, that was Jim McKay, the guy who did Wide World of Sports. And when he retired, he said, all I want to do is the Kentucky Derby. Because he felt that was the greatest sporting event in the world. And he did that. But the track announcer, the one who does the play-by-play of the race, is a brilliant broadcaster named Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson is a great guy. So you hear, that's Dave Johnson. I'm in the clubhouse of the Kentucky Derby. And everybody's very official and very happy and smiling and drunk. And Dave recognized me because I was a suit at ABC. And he comes up to me and he has the track program. And I said, I don't even know how to bet. And he handed me his program. And it was marked win, place, show for each race. Now, he knew the horses. He knew the field. He knew how this worked. He didn't know who was going to win, but he had a tremendous amount of education about this race. So I looked at it, and I'm like, wow. And I went up to a window, and I bet on a race. And I won. I'm like, this is great. Now, I was drinking Maker's Mark bourbon. I was feeling very good. And there, over there, is Rosalind Carter. And there's President Carter. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I won the next race. And I'm sort of close to President Carter, right? You know, like we're close to each other. And he looks, he says, well, who should I bet on in the next race? And I'm like, oh, my God. So I showed him, and we did, and he won. And then the test, Rosalind Carter, Mrs. Carter, was there. And he looks at her, and he looks at me, he says, Rosalind, this is my inside man. He knows who to bet on. I'm like, I didn't know who to bet on. Dave Johnson knew who to bet on. But I'm like, okay, so President Carter, Rosalind Carter, and I, we place a bet. Now, you have to get the scene here. Every single person in that clubhouse was famous. President Carter, arguably the most famous, but everybody there was famous. Now, there was Johnny Carson. There was Tom Snyder. These were all big football players, baseball players. Everybody there was famous. And me. You know, but it was insane. And the women were in these gorgeous, incredible hats. The men were in the seersucker suits and the $1,000 loafers. Everybody looked their best, smelled their best, and stunk of bourbon. And they drank mint juleps. I had never had a mint julep before or since. They are vaguely disgusting drinks, but on Derby Day, you drink mint juleps. Everybody's drinking mint juleps, and everybody's very happy. Now, the President of the United States and I are bonding over our winning streak. And he says, Rosalind, this is my inside man. And now we bet again. We place a bet, and we lose. And I look at the president, I look at Rosalind to say, oh, gee, oh, well, we can try again. They were gone. Like real politicians, the minute I couldn't do anything for them, they were gone. Yeah, I know he's a great ex-president, but, you know, but there it was. He was gone the minute we were losing. There was nothing else I could do for the president of the United States. All right, it gets better. Now, when you broadcast the play-by-play of the Kentucky Derby, as ABC did, and I was an executive there, I don't know how any of that happened. I thought, gee, we'd watch from the clubhouse. That'd be fine with me. But that wasn't it. My boss and the sales guy, we go out of the clubhouse onto a catwalk. A catwalk. And we walk to a freestanding stand on top of the roof of Churchill Downs. Small freestanding stand on top of the roof of Churchill Downs. And we go up onto the top of this roof. Now we are higher than the clubhouse. We have the highest point at Churchill Downs. Nobody has a better view than we do. It's me, my boss, and the sales guy. Because, you know, in radio, you can't go anywhere without the sales guy. Better make sure the sales guy's with you. No, he was a great guy. He was a good guy. We're up there now, and it's this spectacular spring day. It's 68 degrees, not a cloud. I'm at the Kentucky Derby. Thousands of people below us with the incredible, spectacular colors of Derby Day. And I couldn't be happier. You know, I couldn't be happier than to be there with my boss, the sales guy, overlooking the crowd at Churchill Downs on Derby Day. And we're about to watch the Kentucky Derby race, the race. By the way, I thought a Kentucky Derby was like at the beginning of the day. I didn't realize I had to wait till what? Race 9? I had to wait till race 9. Now we're looking down on the crowd. Now, my boss was a big, gregarious Irishman. And that was not pejorative. That's who he was, a big, gregarious fireman. His father had been the fire chief of the city of San Francisco. This was hardcore guy. And he was a very interesting manager in that he got everything done, but not in a traditional way. There weren't going to be any white ball or boards or meetings with this man. That wasn't going to be happening. We're not going to be any whiteboards. There wasn't going to be any brainstorming. You got an idea, tell me, and then he would tell you his idea, and that's what you do. It saved a lot of time and trouble than all of this sensitive feeling nonsense. There wasn't any feeling nonsense with my boss at ABC. He was a great guy. And we look at the crowd. We look at the race about to start. And my boss puts his arm around me, and he was a big guy. And he was a bigger personality. When he put his arm around you, you knew his arm was around you. And he looked at me. And he looked at the crowd and he said, "Sterling, you better not screw up." I'm like, "What? You better not screw up. What? Because your wife is going to want all of this."
Here comes Bluegrass Cat with a quick move. Top of the stretch in the Derby, and Barbaro draws clear. It's Barbaro in front. Showing up is into second position. Bluegrass Cat is third. And down the stretch they come in the Kentucky Derby. And Barbaro is running away. It's Edgar Prado aboard, and Barbaro is going to...
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We're leading tonight with severe weather over the upper Tennessee Valley. Cluster of storms started near Joplin, big hail near Jonesboro, wind and hail damage this afternoon, Nashville, now losing the heat of the day and bumping into the Appalachians. These cells are weakening, reaching now from northern Alabama into eastern Kentucky. We have a frost advisory on the other side of the country, southwest Oregon, including Medford, into northern California, and another heat advisory for SoCal, this time from San Diego north through Riverside, and that heat will spread east into the heat well of the desert southwest. That's about it for right now. So what about your weather for tomorrow? Well, let's stay first with that southwest heat that will be expanding across Arizona, 96 in El Paso tomorrow. More stormy weather in the center of the country. Severe storms from Oklahoma along the Missouri-Arkansas state line and into western Tennessee with a broad area of showers and some embedded thunder for the central and northern plains. And south of all that cloudiness, temperatures will start to get hot. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz in paper boots and a hazmat suit.
Rachel Goldstein Shabazz hosts Public Radio's Usual Edition. Today, she is in fully protected gear and remains pure.
This has been a time to reflect, relax, and contemplate the actions of our Queens-born casino owner president. Public Radio goes deep into the heartland of Borneo for the proper perspective on the porky president. Public Radio's erstwhile reporter James McGregor Holstein feeds us fresh audio from Borneo.
Yes, Rachel, it certainly is the land of fresh meat and cold ones in Borneo. Yet their thoughts on our president are worth jotting. Let's go to a local Borneo market to catch the flavor and excitement on a new day at the edge of civilization.
They got bananas. That did not taste very good at all. Well, this is the wet market.
Thank you both for your enterprise reporting and your capturing of natural sound. What next? Gregorian chant.
This edition of the usual edition is made possible by a grant from Migratory Grapes. No need to ask the details. And by Cannery Row Liquors. When you want to get drunk after the night shift, come to Up Little Ones, come to us. And by out-of-work people waiting for a check that won't come, like you.
Blind reporter Jim Goodnow flies this report for the usual edition from America's heartland.
Rachel, I have decided to take my reporting to a personal level. I have now bumped into the headboard in my room 18 times in 1 hour. I've missed the last stair every time this day, and my dog is supposed to lead me, but it has just eaten all the food on my plate.
Thank you, James. Best of luck with the dog. That includes this edition of the usual edition. Listen again next week at 11:05 Philadelphia and 8:05 Los Angeles. That's what we call benchmarking. It's the hot trend with the consultants. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Randy West is a good friend who is a savant about all things Hollywood. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, Randy.
Welcome to you. I'm so excited because you're the first person I've spoken to in maybe, I don't know, 4 days. This lockdown is just insane. I even showered and shaved for the chance to talk with you.
As I have for the chance to talk to you.
A pleasure to hear your voice, sir.
It is.
What's going on?
Now, Randy West is always writing a book. How many years have you been writing this book?
This book, we're entering maybe our third year very soon. And, you know, it's finished. Now it's all about the publisher and this virus, and the whole world is like on hold. But it's finished, and it's a rockin' good book about Hollywood behind the scenes, television flukes and flakes and fun stuff like that.
All right, Randy West is in Hollywood right now. Now, I'd like to share with you a moment of audio from Very Cavallari, from Kristen Cavallari.
What are you going to do?
Buy a house today.
That's cool. For yourself?
Kind of all the family members here.
I'm not moving.
No, I think we need to consider this in all seriousness.
Is this just because you need something to do?
No, I got all kinds of things
you
to
need
do.
A hobby, so yeah. You think moving will take
things.
Up some of your time?
No.
Jay and I love to push each other's buttons. We definitely have this playful banter, and he can be a little sometimes, but he makes me laugh.
Now, it didn't sound like playful banter to me. It sounded like Jay was very annoyed. This was before they insisted on announcing that they were separating and getting a divorce. But I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking, I'd dump her quick, because if I had to listen to that voice all the time, I'd go insane.
What are you going
to
do?
Buy a house today.
That's cool. For yourself?
Kind of all the family members here.
I'm not moving.
All right, now, Randy, some people are masochists. What can I say?
They put out an announcement that they are separating and getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. And with the announcement, it says, please respect our privacy at this time. Well, I didn't know they were getting a divorce. and I wasn't planning on invading their privacy. I wouldn't know how to invade their privacy. But now that they bring it up, knowing that it would annoy them, maybe I should. But what's with these endless announcements like Dylan Sprouse of Cole and Dylan Sprouse, the Sprouse twins, and his girlfriend announced that we'd like our privacy at this time. I'm like, you're on a network TV show. You don't get any privacy.
You've already done your deal with the devil. You know, you've sold your soul for fame. And you, it's not a la carte. You know, it's a dinner plan. You know, you can't pick and choose. When Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt broke up in, my God, that was 2005 was their divorce. They didn't talk about it until 2008. You couldn't get a straight answer out of these people or their publicists.
Because it seems to me that when they say, please give us our privacy at these difficult times, I'm like, well, do either of you have cancer? Are you about to die? You're separating. Why does this require privacy? Very confusing.
Well, who asked them to get together in the first place?
Excellent point.
It's none of our business, and you wouldn't know, and I wouldn't care unless they keep bringing it up. But, you know, I guess any press is good press. There's that BOMO again, you know? If you mention my name, even if it's me saying I don't want to talk, I guess that's good press.
All right, well, coming up in just seconds, Randy West is going to share with us one or two of the latest Hollywood gossip stories, because what better time for it than this? I'm Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night with Randy West, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
You thought one of the perks of being a cop in Florida was that you could every once in a while tase a family friend, maybe your fiance, without everyone getting upset. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
FORHIMS.com/Walter. FORHIMS.com/Walter. I love FORHIMS. And the reason I love FORHIMS is that it is an entire company dedicated to making products for guys. When you want to use hand cream or shampoo or conditioner, too often you reach for the shampoo or conditioner that is used by your wife or your girlfriend or both. And those are products made for women. It's time to go to a company that only makes products for men. Shampoo, conditioner, hand cream, whatever you might need, plus generic erection on-demand medicine. What used to be called the little blue pill is now generic, and it means that you and I can afford it. And that means you can get an erection on demand. But you don't want to go to the pharmacy and embarrass yourself in front of the cute pharmacist. You don't want to go to the doctor's office and wait for an hour and 10 minutes in an office with people coughing constantly. No, you can get it online at forhims.com. They will send you the little blue pill, beautifully wrapped to whatever address you want. Discreet, fast. It's a medicine for a medical problem. Try HIMS today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription drugs are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter. I urge you to do it now. forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, I'm Walter Sterling, and you know what's outside the studio door right now, my laundry room door, is a tiny, tiny camera that lets me see who might be coming toward the laundry room. Well, how do I see what's on that camera? I see it without a wire over the internet using an app called Blink, B-L-I-N-K, Blink, B-L-I-N-K. Blink Home Security is a system that allows me through an app to see cameras wherever I place them, with no wires, no central office, no monthly subscription. I buy Blink Home Security System for starting at $79.99, and I own it. $79.99. It's an app, goes on your phone. It's an Amazon company. It works with Alexa, B-L-I-N-K, blinkprotect.com. Blinkprotect.com. Promo code Walter for a significant discount. Coming out today, this week, well, anything intriguing
yes,
we need
always,
to know about?
Yes. Always somebody kissing somebody and telling somebody else about it. This one, NFL player Jay Cutler. You know, he was not just an all-pro quarterback, but he was also a bit of a TV star. He was an MTV personality, and he's now breaking up with his beloved Kristen Cavallari. They're filing for divorce, and that is like brand-new hot news for those who care. It was 10 years together, and now it's over. But, you know, we could go on and on about people that we think we care about, but I want to give you, if you're willing, a classic story of divorce that nobody today will ever come close to matching for its titillation. You ready for an oldie but goodie?
Go ahead.
All right. You remember Ethel Merman and Ernest Borgnine, two great stars from different backgrounds, from different worlds. They were married, you want to guess how long? 32 days.
32 days? That's a long time in Hollywood.
In Ethel Merman's autobiography, she has a chapter about their marriage. It's a one-page chapter, and it's blank. It's a blank page. On the other hand, Ernest Borgnine has great stories about why it ended so quickly, that he's a bigger star overseas. They were taking their honeymoon in the Far East, and she got temperamental because she's a Broadway star and he's an international movie star. Well, she says not at all the case. She says Ernie, on their honeymoon aboard a cruise ship, beat her up. So she, in the middle of the ocean somewhere, gets a helicopter lift off the boat, goes right to her attorney's office in New York and wants to file. This is within several days of saying I do. She's saying I don't. And the lawyer saved her many millions of dollars by telling her to wait 30 days more, because then it's not her walking out on him, abandonment. So the two of them go on the rest of their lives talking about how they thought they were a perfect match, but they weren't. Here's the truth of the story. The two of them are on their honeymoon. It's a honeymoon that she thought he was paying for, a cruise to Hong Kong. Turns out that he had done some commercials and public appearances for American Express, and this was part of his compensation. Now, I say that's fair. You're bringing a honeymoon trip, first class, to the new wedding. The fact that you didn't open your wallet and pay cash for it, it doesn't seem to be a big deal to me, but it certainly was to her. The two of them, that was the beginning of their fighting. They were fighting like cats and dogs on the cruise ship, and instead of consummating their marriage with an act of love, they both drank themselves halfway into a stupor and were unable to, the story goes, consummate the marriage in a traditional sense. So there they are. She's accusing him of being less of a man.
Yes.
He's accusing her of, being a lesbian, among other things. Mm. They get into a fist fight, and it's over. 28 days after she leaves the ship for a total of 32 days.
Now, let me ask you a question about game shows, which I know you're obsessed with.
Oh, yes.
The ABC game shows are coming back when?
May 31st.
May 31st. And of those shows, which one gets the best ratings?
I want to say Press Your Luck or Match Game. But this year it's a smaller crowd because, you know, they tape some of this stuff far enough in advance that it'll be ready for air, those two shows I've mentioned and others. However, they were holding until springtime to tape two of the shows, the new $100,000 Pyramid, and Card Sharks, those two shows are not going to be on the schedule because they were locked out of taping. There's no way, not only can you not have an audience, there's no way you can have a full crew on set the way the rules are now for the lockdown for the coronavirus. So two of these shows are not going to appear. The same is true with another game show we all know and love, one that I worked on for years called Supermarket Sweep, where they run through the supermarket. That's also on ABC's schedule to be revived this year. And I'm apparently going to be, I believe, the announcer again with this new version of it. But you know what? I'm sitting home.
You're sitting home.
Everybody's sitting home. Yep.
All right, Randy West, thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Always my favorite guest. I appreciate it. All right, let's you and I talk.
I enjoy talking with you. Always a joy.
Thank you, sir. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Oh, my gosh, look at this. Everybody's favorite feature. Are you ready? Benchmarking it now. Stand by. Here's Florida Stories.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Hey, thanks. Good to see you. All right. We're going to start in Plant City, Florida. I think this might be our first Florida story from Plant City. 3:30 a.m. on a Thursday, 27-year-old Florida man driving around town. Cops pull him over for a different reason, but it turns out he is a burglary suspect. Oh, well, we've been looking for you, Florida man. So they take him back to the police station. And while they're taking him in for questioning, a couple of cops check out the car, and it looks like he hit something. And there was some damage to his car on the front left side. And it turns out that, yeah, they went back, retraced his steps. And right before he got pulled over by the cops, it appears he had drifted into the shoulder, the opposite shoulder, that looked like he hit maybe a human, maybe an animal. They go back. They find a dude in the ditch. So they call an ambulance. He's going to be okay. But it makes you wonder, what if the cops hadn't pulled this guy over right after he had smashed a pedestrian on the side of the road right outside of town? What if this guy didn't already have pending charges against him and the cops were looking for him? This guy was saved because the Florida man who hit him was a criminal. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to St. Petersburg. Where, when you have a huge town like that of about a million people or so, and you have a gigantic police force, of course you're going to get some weirdos in there. But here we have a 31-year-old Florida man who is a police officer. And a couple months ago, his fiance asked him about his taser. Have you used your stun gun? Have you been trained in it? Did they stun you? What did it feel like when you got stunned? Yada, yada. Can you stun me? And it's like, sure. I mean, if you want me to, I can stun you with it. So, bam, he stuns her. There's a family friend there at the party. He goes, wow, that was crazy. Can you do that to me? He goes, are you sure? I mean, this doesn't tickle. This is a for real police taser. He goes, yeah. And he doesn't do the thing where they fire the prongs. It's one of those where you have to put it up against them and hit the button. So he does that. Family friend goes down like a log. Well, it turns out when he gets back to the police station, there's a little bit of inventory on his equipment. The guy goes, hey, you discharged your taser a couple times? Somehow they can tell. He says, yeah, I was just hanging out with my fiance and a family friend. Tased them both. Yeah, that's illegal. So he's been suspended for 4 weeks without pay. And also in an interesting follow-up, they are no longer engaged. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Port Richey, Florida, who is in our report almost every week. What is going on in Port Richey? I can't figure it out. For right now, I can tell you that they have a police chief. This Florida man has been a policeman since 1981. He took over the Port Richey Police Department in 2016. He's stepping down now. And when he was asked, why are you stepping down now? He's like, well, I was asked to by the mayor. The mayor says, no, that wasn't my call. That was the city manager's call, the city manager. He says, no, it goes down to the city councilman. And when they asked City Councilman McClary, Malarkey, whatever his name is, he said because the police chief was investigating the mayor on some criminal charges, and he was trying to get him to back down. It's like, oh my goodness. And so then the deputy mayor, the guy that would take over, it turns out that there was an investigation on him too. And the police chief, instead of trying to sort this all out, looks like he just resigned. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
How much drugs does the Tampa-St. Petersburg area have to be on to think Tom Brady is going to win him a Super Bowl? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
We are upside down. Warmer in Alaska than in Georgia this week. What starts as 90s across the south will quickly fall back below normal for the rest of the week, and the heat in the southwest will be Tuesday and Friday, finally breaking the extreme heat. More rain for the southeast after a record-setting April for most. Heaviest rains Charlotte on Tuesday, Richmond to Philly on Wednesday, with a new Pacific storm approaching Seattle on Wednesday. Plus, we have snow in the east late week. Best described as lake effect snow due to the coverage. And it is moisture riding across the warmer lakes with lots of freezing temperatures for the northeast, setting many records to end the week. Make sure you're ready for that. Make sure you have a trusted source for info, too. You can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov and turn on those alerts. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, John Weatherby always makes me feel as though I'm not a good weather consumer. He has me turning on alerts, tuning to my local authorities. I'm supposed to be way, way beyond the normal game because John Weatherby. Now, please note, it is 36 past the hour on a Sunday night. Do you know of another meteorologist on the radio at this time? Do you? You see how important Sterling on Sunday is to your general health and happiness. Vincent Jenna, a triple power psychic, an authentic and gifted psychic with the knowledge and experience of a licensed psychotherapist and the big charming personality of a showman. He'll be on with us coming up in exactly 22 minutes. He combines his early background as a professional actor and singer, a master's in clinical social work, and his hospice experience helping more than 500 patients go through the dying process. Well, this is quite a guy. He's going to share with us what is the fear people are experiencing really all about? Why are people finding it so difficult to calm themselves and reduce their anxiety? And why is this a time of introspective work? Bring past maladaptive beliefs to the surface and work on healing ourselves. Listen, I have never been happier in my life because finally the whole world has adapted to my lifestyle. I have no fear about the coronavirus. I have no fear about anything because I'm just staying home and I'm binge watching whatever I feel like. Have you watched that Netflix series Hollywood? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. But I'm fascinated by certain behaviors. I'm fascinated by Kristen Cavallari.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to buy a house today.
No, let's listen. We already listened to this
one. You were my first Skype ever. You were at your place in Vernon Hills, and your sister was over like doing your laundry.
I don't know why it's so funny.
I remember that.
It's just people helping people.
I've never had anyone else do my laundry for me.
Wow. It's because you sound like this. All right, everybody who calls in tonight will get a chance to win a prize announcement if you know this mystery voice.
You call that a jackknife? That was more like a belly flop. A deduct point for Splash. That's Olympic rules.
Do you know who that is? Do you know who that is? If you do, you win a prize announcement. It's pretty exciting. But listen to this Kristen Cavallari who haunts me and bothers me. Listen to her. Now, she got married to Jay Cutler, a big deal NFL player. And they had a reality show, quote, a reality show. I don't know what kind of reality is with two camera crews in your kitchen.
Do you like it?
Yeah. It's the first one we looked at.
Oh, I know, but it's exciting. This is a big deal.
Oh, her husband, Jay, wanted to start a butcher shop. An NFL player wanted to start a butcher shop. The name of the butcher shop would have been, Cut? Prime?
Do you like it?
Yeah. It's the first one we looked at.
Oh, I know, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. This could be your future butcher shop. This could be Cuts. Like, how fun would it be for you to have an office to go to every day?
get to put together your little outfits.
To get away from you. To get away from you.
Hey, welcome to Cuts. What's up,
welcome
guys?
Welcome to Cuts.
You
know? Put together my outfits.
Yeah, also good for a sports haircut. Sports barbershop.
Three reasons you started a company. So you can get dressed in the morning.
Well, see, that's actually not true because I was working out of my house at first wearing leggings. So
it was our house. I don't know why this is my thing.
Jay's way of showing excitement is a little different than most people. He's not overly expressing how excited he is, but I can just tell, like, just the look in his eye or just, you know, the way he talks about things, I can tell he's excited.
No, I don't think he's excited at all. The only thing that excites Jay is the possibility of getting out of the marriage with you, because if I had to listen to that voice all day and night, I'd go out of my freaking mind. Wouldn't you go out of your mind? Wouldn't you go insane? My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I believe in a marriage, in a relationship, it is not the big stuff that drives you out of the relationship. It's not. It's not sexo. It's not sexo. It is the little things that don't change. For example, my current, much younger, very beautiful wife insists that I put the dishes that are dirty next to the sink rather than in the sink. Now, my mother taught us to put them in the sink. Wherever your mother said to put them, that is the right answer. I don't know what her mother was doing. But my mother said, put them in the sink. Put those dishes in the sink. Because she didn't want to break the skyline of the kitchen counter with ugliness. She wanted the stuff in the sink, which makes perfect sense to me. Now, after 18 years of marriage, my current wife is saying, put them next to the sink. Because then it just grows like moss and rust. You just have an ever-growing pile of dirty dishes next to the sink, and the kitchen never looks clean. That makes me crazy. Then the other thing my wife does that makes me crazy is she has this notion that there are things in the house that are hers. Those are my biscuits. That's my cheese. That's my soda. That's my water. She actually believes that there are things that are her water. And she means it. It isn't like a figure of speech. She means that cheese is hers. Those are the things that will mess up a marriage. Getting focused on that nonsense, those are the things that will mess up a marriage. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Tonight we have Vincent Gamma, who will share with us in about 30 minutes his psychic observations. And he teaches psychic skills to others. Plus, we have another Florida Stories, which I know we love, and Asbestos Falls, which is as powerful a radio drama as you are ever going to hear. This is Sterling on Sunday.
How much drugs does the Tampa-St. Petersburg area have to be on to think Tom Brady is going to win him a Super Bowl? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
I had a tooth pulled last week, and everything was fine for the first 2 days, and then my gums hurt like crazy a couple days later. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Oh, wait, I can put on CBD oil. CBD oil. And I get my CBD products from CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Why there? Because they have hundreds of thousands of customers. They purify the CBD products from the hemp plant to the highest possible standards. And it's a real company. You go to CBDistillery.com and you'll see it's a real company. They don't sell one little bottle of oil. They sell many, many sizes, dosages of oil, cream, sticks, salves. It's a remarkable company. So I took my CBD oil and I put it on my gums, which were killing me, and the pain went away in an hour. No! It went away instantly. I can't promise what's going to happen for you, but what happened for me is when I put CBD oil from CB Distillery on my gums, that were killing me from a tooth extraction, the pain went away. Now, you may have pain all over your body in different spots, maybe just one joint, maybe a couple of joints. I put the CBD oil on those joints, and the pain goes away. For me, it goes away instantly. I don't know what's going to happen to you, but why not find out? Why sit in your pain? When people say, you know, you're a pain, why make that true? Go to CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. And what do? You enter the promo code Walter. The promo code Walter. And you get a 20% discount. That is my gift to you. Please, now, stop living in your pain. Get out of your pain. Go to CBDistillery.com.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. We're leading tonight with severe weather over the upper Tennessee Valley. Cluster of storms started near Joplin, big hail near Jonesboro, wind and hail damage this afternoon, Nashville, now losing the heat of the day and bumping into the Appalachians. These cells are weakening, reaching now from northern Alabama into eastern Kentucky. We have a frost advisory on the other side of the country, southwest Oregon, including Medford, into northern California, and another heat advisory for SoCal, this time from San Diego north through Riverside, and that heat will spread east into the heat well of the desert southwest. That's about it for right now. So what about your weather for tomorrow? Well, let's stay first with that southwest heat that will be expanding across Arizona, 96 in El Paso tomorrow. More stormy weather in the center of the country. Severe storms from Oklahoma along the Missouri-Arkansas state line and into western Tennessee with a broad area of showers and some embedded thunder for the central and northern plains. And south of all that cloudiness, temperatures will start to get hot. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we go to Hernando, Florida. We have a 43-year-old Florida man who has a second home in Brooksville, and apparently he uses that for his side job, running drugs. The interesting part is the rundown on when the cops raided this guy's home sounds like that scene from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen amyl.
He had half an ounce of hashish, small amounts of cocaine, a few pills of oxycodone, 2 bags of marijuana, and 2.2 pounds of fentanyl. My personal experience with fentanyl is nil. Still kind of a new drug, so I don't really have a fix on what an actual dose is. But according to the report here, there was enough drugs to kill 500,000 people. And Tampa Bay is going to need every single dose of those drugs if they think Tom Brady's going to win them a Super Bowl. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our final Florida story, we go to that little nation state right outside Orlando in Orange County called Disney World. Now remember, Disney World has its own jurisdiction. It has its own borders. It has its own streets. It has its own security force, meaning it has its own army. It's basically a nation within a nation. But right now, it's a ghost town, completely shut down for the coronavirus situation. You add that into a peculiar part of the history. Now, back when Disney World started, they eventually added on an animal exhibit. It was called Discovery Island. But when they opened Disney's Animal Kingdom, the part of Disney World shut down. So there's this island that's been abandoned since everyone was tight rolling their jeans, basically. And a homeless man swam through alligator-infested swamps and camped out there. We don't know how long. Could have been days, could have been weeks. But eventually someone from the park saw a guy on the island. They think, maybe, I don't know, it might have been a guy. So they told the security force, here's the interesting part. Mickey Mouse sent out his security force. They searched for him on foot. They searched for him by boat. And they searched for him by helicopter and eventually made contact with the bum who was living on Discovery Island. He's charged with trespassing, And probably more devastating, he has now been banned from any Walt Disney World property for life. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Oh, my gosh, look at this. Here's Vincent Jenna, psychic therapist and spiritual mentor. Vincent is a world-renowned psychic healer, respected spiritual teacher, and dynamic animated speaker who receives and deciphers messages from the other side to help improve our present lives. You are far more qualified to do stuff than I am, Vincent. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It's great to be here. But if it wasn't people like you, I would never be able to do my work because you put me out there for all your listeners, and I so appreciate that.
Now, I've already put how to contact Vincent on my webpage on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Now, I went through your bio because I'm a prepared host, Vincent, and I caught one line where I went, whoa, we have to find out about this. Let's see. Vincent teaches all level of psychic and mediumship skills, including communicating with animals. How do you communicate with animals? And I have a specific problem I need your help with. So, Vincent Jenna, how do you communicate with them?
It's wonderful, Walter. It's the same way we communicate with humans. We listen. We listen. Now, granted, we have to listen with our inner sense and our inner ears, our mind's ear. You know, when you talk to yourself in your head, but you're not saying anything out loud, that's actually where you can hear if you just listen to the animal. And it's really interesting because it's not a matter of that they can really speak, but what it is that our energy can meld with theirs. And it's like your brain and your soul are manipulating the thoughts in your head to understand the energy that's coming out of the animal. So, yes, you can understand. And there's been so many times that I've talked with dogs. I even had a conversation with a donkey, okay, a real live donkey. The vet could not figure out what was wrong with this donkey. The donkey was sick much of the time, very depressed, wouldn't eat a lot, right? And so, of course, the vet is talking with the donkey, what's wrong with you? Oh, my gosh, I can't figure this out. What should I do? You got to tell me. And so the woman had done research, heard about me, brings me down. And the donkey thought, I hear the donkey. And the donkey turns around and says that his tummy is hurting. And I'm like, his tummy is hurting. I said, okay. And I'm like, you know, going through my head, how could it hurt? And I started thinking, I wonder if it's getting acid reflux. And I'm like, does it make you nauseous or funny in the tummy and you feel all of this stuff after you eat or before you eat? And he says, after I eat. So I'm like, okay. So I turn around to the owner. I said, your donkey is gluten intolerant. And it needs different food. And she's looking at me going, are you kidding me? Sure enough, she calls the vet. And she asks the vet, is there such thing as gluten-free hay for horses and donkeys? And he said, yeah, actually, there is. Because we find that there's many horses that get acid reflux. Well, that's the problem with my donkey. And so they put him on a gluten-free diet. The donkey was so much happier, but also there were other things going on. You have to listen really close, and you can hear them.
With a dog, with a cat.
Right. Yes.
But Vincent, with a donkey, I would have stopped at the gluten-free hay. I wouldn't have explored other issues. I would have kind of probably stopped it there. But I have a question about my cat.
I have a question about my cat,
and my father just died, so I've got two questions for you coming up in just seconds.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
All right, so you and I are talking to Vincent Jenna, psychic therapist and spiritual mentor. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
I work late at night. And because I work late at night, I'm always a little worried about what's going on at home. Because I can't see who's at the front door, the back door, the garbage cans, the scary windows that go into the basement that I don't want to go into. I can't see them. That's why I have Blink Home Security, B-L-I-N-K. Blink Home Security is an app. Right, it's an app. I load it on my smartphone. It connects over the internet to wherever I have placed Blink Home Security cameras. Front door, back door, scary window and basement, or the garbage cans in the back so that I can see the raccoon in action. The minute there is motion in front of the Blink Home Security camera, it goes into action. I see it on my app, and I can record what's going on, which is useful for showing it to insurance companies or to the police. B-L-I-N-K. The system starts at $79.99. What? Yes, $79.99. Works over the internet. No wires. Nobody comes to your home. This is the only home security system I know of where nobody has to come to my home to set it up. I set it up in about 8 minutes. BlinkProtect.com. BlinkProtect.com is the website. Get all the information. Put in the promo code Walter. Put in the promo code Walter. And what that will do is give you a 20% discount. They will know I have shared this information with you, and I'll be able to pay for my kids' college. That's BlinkProtect.com. Blink is an Amazon company, and it works with Alexa. I urge you to keep your family safe right now. BlinkProtect.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I love ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims.com is a company dedicated to making products for men, including the Little Blue Pill, which is now a generic, and can give you an erection on demand. An erection on demand. They will wrap up this package for you, send it to wherever you want, discreet, fast, priced right. That's ForHims.com/Walter for the Little Blue Pill. Try Hims today, starting out with a free online visit. Go to ForHims.com/Walter. That's ForHims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's ForHims.com/Walter. Every animal's been adopted because people are sitting around going, I need a new cat, I need a new dog. And I'm like, oh boy, there's no greater risk than taking two very happy, secure cats that you've had since kittenhood and introducing them to a new kitten. Now, we did it right, Vincent. We kept the new kitten in a room by herself for 2 weeks with her master. She had food, litter box, but she didn't see the other cats for 2 weeks. And of course, now that they're out, now that she's out, the female cat that we had hisses all day. The male cat walks the other way, doesn't want anything to do with these two women arguing with each other. Do you have any advice for me?
Okay. You need to look at the three of them as three children. However, two of the children are biological and have been there since the beginning, and you just adopted a third child, okay? Because the way you need to look at them is the sibling rivalry that they're having. So the two first ones are going to feel more like brother, sister, or, you know, related to each other.
Right. They and they are. They are first. Brother, sister. They are brother, sister.
All right, there
sister.
You go. So they know that. But this third one is an outsider. And they don't like that outsider. Now, the good thing is that the third one you said is a kitten?
Yes.
Okay, so the kitten will get used to the other two. You have to, what the same thing you would do with children, you have to give a lot of attention to the other two, especially when the third one's around. So whether it be with treats, giving them treats for being with the third one. Every time you see them do something good, like maybe go up and sniff the third one, I'm feeling that the third one feels like a third wheel, and that the other two feels like you love, well, if we were good enough, why did you have to bring in another one? Okay, that's almost the feeling. So because they understand that kind of emotion. They understand the tension mostly, okay? So attend to the two more than you attend to the kitten. Even though the kitten is younger and seems like it needs a lot more attention, it doesn't. The other two need more attention. And they will not develop an animosity towards the third one, because that's the possibility when you bring in a third one like that, is an animosity towards them. And because they have such a young mind, really, in if we compare them to humans, they have to be treated like very young children.
There's Vincent
okay,
Jenna.
Sense?
Yes, Vincent Jenna, psychic therapist, spiritual mentor. You want to talk to Vincent? Here's the number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Once more, 888-688-9258. Vincent Jenna just answered my question about how to integrate a third cat into our home. Now, the other two, boy and girl, in a hysterical way, reacted just the way you said. In that for the first 2 days, when they realized there was another cat here, they wouldn't look at me. They put their backs to me, and they wouldn't look at me.
Yes.
They were furious at me. How dare you do this? And then, then I did what you said, which is every time they've been with the new cat and there hasn't been a lot of hissing, I give them a can of Fancy Feast. Now, as you know, Fancy Feast is crack for cats. You start giving your cats Fancy Feast, you're trouble. Let me tell you what happened, Vincent. What happened was that after two or three times, four times, of giving them Fancy Feast at the same location every time when they've behaved, now what they do is when they see the new cat and they don't do anything stupid, they walk to the location and stare at me. And it's time for our Fancy Feast. And so you're absolutely right. 888-688-WALT. Now, my father, who was 94, passed away a month ago. And he was the most married man I ever knew. My father worshipped my mother, and she died 16 years ago. And we all figured it would, forgive me, but we all figured he'd last 6 months without her. But
right,
he did fine.
Right.
He did fine.
Right.
He went out and bought new clothes.
But there was a reason for that, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Go ahead.
But he went out and bought new clothes. He recommitted to his grandchildren. He's a good dad. And we were amazed that he stayed as long as he did. And we're glad he stayed as long as he did. And his health issues were relatively minor. He died essentially of old age. But I will tell you this. Do not freak out. When he passed, there was another presence in that room. The doctor was freaked out by another presence in that room.
Wow.
Right. That the doctor saw another pair of feet at the base of that bed. And then my father passed away.
That was your mom.
Do you think so?
That's number one. Oh, I know, because that's what they're telling me. And he is saying he didn't want to leave you guys because he still felt close to you. And he wanted you all to know, and his grandkids especially, that you were important in his life too. Yes, his wife was very important. My father died within 6 weeks after my mother died. I knew they were going to do that because they felt they had a lot of mental issues anyway, so they attached to each other symbiotically. So we knew that we were going to be gone. But your father was close to you, his children, and his grandchildren, and didn't feel the need to follow his wife because he did have you guys and he loved you very much.
Now, do you have a question for Vincent Jenna? This is a world-class psychic. This is a big deal psychic, and his number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I'll mention one other thing to you that was interesting about my dad. If you watch The Amazing Mrs. Maisel, you'll notice, don't you love it? Well, notice where her father worked at the equivalent of Apple in the 50s and 60s. He worked at Bell Laboratories. And in the 50s and 60s, Bell Laboratories was the same as working at Apple today. It was huge, it was successful, and it was secretive. My dad's job at Bell Labs was to buy real estate for Bell Laboratories. That was his job. He made capital land acquisitions for Bell Labs. But here's the thing, Vincent. Whenever he made a business trip, almost always, it was to Roswell, New Mexico. And finally, years after he retired, I said to him, Dad, why were you always going to Roswell to buy land? What were you doing in Roswell? He said, well, I got to tell you. He said, most people don't know is Bell Labs owns most of Roswell. And the reason I was told to buy the land made no sense. So I said, and I had top security clearance, which I didn't need. I'm like, holy crow. Okay, it gets better, Vincent. And then I need to hear your impressions.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, it gets better. The next day, obviously, I had follow-up questions for him. And I said to him, Dad, what about this, this, and this? You know, that Roswell thing. He said, what are you talking about? I said, remember when you told me that you went there? I never told you that. I said, yeah, you did. He said, I didn't tell you that. I'm like, oh, my gosh, the men in black. Now, Vincent, Gemma, we're going to talk more. We have a lot to discuss, and I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. If you have questions for a world-class psychic therapist and spiritual mentor, this is the chance. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's a big show tonight. We have a giant radio show just for you. Now, coming up, plus we have Asbestos Falls, the only serialized drama on American radio that you actually need to care about. This is the fastest growing show in network radio. And I'm so proud to be on KARN in Little Rock. And we'll take a call from Little Rock in just seconds.
That's Sterling on Sunday, full of baloney.
Sterling on Sunday weather, we are upside down. Warmer in Alaska than in Georgia this week. What starts as 90s across the south will quickly fall back below normal for the rest of the week, and the heat in the southwest expands northward for the rest of the week. The wettest days of the week will be Tuesday and Friday, finally breaking the extreme heat. More rain for the southeast after a record-setting April for most. Heaviest rains Charlotte on Tuesday, Richmond to Philly on Wednesday, with a new Pacific storm approaching Seattle on Wednesday. Plus, we have snow in the east late week, best described as lake effect snow due to the coverage. And it is moisture riding across the warmer lakes with lots of freezing temperatures for the northeast, setting many records to end the week. Make sure you're ready for that. Make sure you have a trusted source for info, too. You can always use the local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov and turn on those alerts. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Vincent Jenna is known as the Tell It Like It Is, a true, authentic, spiritual teacher and psychic therapist. I revealed to him the secrets about my father's passing and about the fact that he bought up land in Roswell. Did you have any thoughts about that? And then you and I will talk to our Midnight Misfits. Go ahead.
I know exactly what happened to him because that's the message that I'm receiving on the other side. Roswell is the most famous area and story about the first major alien ship crash, and they captured three aliens. Two were dead, one woke up. And they had that under wraps. Your father was buying the land because Bell Labs knew the importance of that, but he came across some information that he shouldn't have. And they did use a technology to cause him to forget.
I believe that. And when I visited Bell Labs as a kid, what did I see? I saw night vision. I saw lasers. I saw an astonishing array of inventions in the 60s and 70s that are like, whoa, when is this going to happen? Lynn in Little Rock, Arkansas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You and I are talking to Vincent Jenna.
Hey, Walter. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hey, Lynn. How are you doing this evening?
I'm okay, Vincent. I've got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I've got something in my abdomen that they're describing as an ovary, but I had all those female parts removed like 30 years ago. Is there something that they should be looking for?
I definitely am feeling that there is a growth there, but I think it's an unusual growth because it may have remaining cells from the ovary that was removed. You know, sometimes you can leave behind pieces, and I'm almost feeling as if something new developed for you, because the interesting thing is when you had a hysterectomy and had all of that removed, you weren't done truly being a woman and a nurturing woman. And so the nurturing part of you kept coming out. And it may have been that you were taking care of people, taking care of somebody, or, you know, more than just your time as a mother, and you regrew that from the nurturing side of you. But I'm definitely feeling that there is something, but I think it's more abnormal than it is normal. So it's not like just okay. A hovering ovary sitting there. The only time that you would need to worry about it at all is if it got any bigger and it started to become uncomfortable.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate you listening to KARN. And we're very proud to be on KARN at 39 past the hour. Denny in Mercer County, New Jersey, home of the best pizza in the world. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You and I are talking to Vincent Jenna, who's a world-class psychic therapist and spiritual mentor.
Hello. What do you see happen for me? I've had so many changes in the last few years and struggling to keep it all going and everything working out. However, I'd like some insight as to what my future will bring for me.
Okay. It is a time period, and I'm sorry, your name is Denny?
D-E-N-N-Y. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Denny, yes. Denny, it's time for you to get grounded and more stabilized, okay? Because you need to take things slowly coming up. This year for everyone is about that. Some introspection, some self-work, some thinking about how you're feeling about things. Maybe read a book, take an online class if you can, but you have to settle down. I'm feeling too much movement around you, and you're feeling this like turmoil in your tummy or butterflies or anxiousness, like something is supposed to happen, and it actually is. It's supposed to be a settling down your thoughts, relaxing. Stop getting so anxious about life. That's the most important thing that I'm feeling from you. And I think what's going to happen is by the end of the year, you're going to feel more peace, because that's what you should be shooting for right now, peace and believing everything is going to be okay. It'll all settle down in peace, but you don't want to add into it with your own anxiety and anxiousness. You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
All right,
great.
Denny, thank
so
you very
down,
much for the
relax,
call.
Relax, read a good book.
Thank you for the call, Denny. World-renowned Vincent Jenna is a triple power psychic, an authentic and gifted psychic with the knowledge and experience of a licensed psychotherapist and the big charming personality of a showman. That's what your bio says. Do you have the big charming personality of a showman?
Well, you know what, Walter? I used to be an actor, singer, and dancer for the first 35 years of my life. I was even in the movie Grease with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. So I'm very used to being on a stage and moving people and touching their hearts and souls. And so I guess, yes, I would like to think. I mean, that was written for me by my PR people. But I'd like to think I'm at least charming and,
by the way,
and nice to people.
Vincent, by the way, I have posted all the contact information for Vincent on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. But by the way, Vincent, I don't have guests. And your PR people wrote such a good release and such a good cover letter that I'm like, I have to have them on. Now, I also noticed, I know it's true, I also noticed that you have a long list of credits here. The Hallmark Channel, who knows what that is. And Gala TV and Hay House Radio, and I don't know what that is, but I want to make sure that the next time your team puts out a press release of your longer bio, that it says Sterling on Sunday at some list, some point in that list. Will you do that for me?
I will absolutely make sure that that occurs.
All right, we're going
without
to talk,
a doubt.
We're going to talk to more Midnight Misfits in just seconds. At 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Ever wanted to go somewhere different, unusual, a place that doesn't make sense? It's called Asbestos Falls, and we'll visit on Sterling on Sunday, where this week most fonts have been banned. That's coming up.
I got CBD products from CB Distillery because I had my tooth pulled out last week. And everything was fine for the first 2 days, and then my gums started hurting like crazy. And I put the CBD oil on my gums, and the pain went away instantly. I also use it on one of my thumbs and on my flat feet, and the pain goes away instantly. And usually it goes away for more than a day. One application, the pain goes away for more than a day. It isn't like you're putting it on all day. Not for me. Now, I can't say that the pain's going to go away instantly, but I hope it does. But I think you'll find relief. Find out. Get all the information at cbdistillery.com. That's cbdistillery.com. What you're going to find at their website is a wide array of CBD products, oils, creams, lotions, sticks, salves, any form that you're comfortable with. And here's the special part. They also make them in every dosage imaginable. You buy something off the street or in the mall cart, you're going to get one little bottle of one dose. You don't even know what the hell it is. But if you get it from cbdistillery.com, you know that it is a product made by a real company that has had hundreds of thousands of customers who are happy. The product is purified and tested. cbdistillery.com. Put in my name, Walter, and get a 20% discount. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. And because they're so terrific to be on the Walter Sterling Show, if you put in my name, Walter, you get a 20% discount in the promo code. CBDistillery.com. Get rid of your pain, buddy. Go to the website. Do it now. CBDistillery.com. Midnight Misfit Bill Sobel has sent in a spectacular photograph of Bethpage State Park in Farmingdale, Long Island. Thank you so much, Bill. I'd like to see what you're looking at. Would you just take a picture of what you're looking at and send it to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com, and then we'll post it on Tuesday on the Facebook page. You and I are talking to Vincent Gemma. Vincent Jenna is a psychic therapist. I'm sorry, Vincent, is a psychic therapist and spiritual mentor. Vincent is world-renowned psychic healer, respected spiritual teacher, and dynamic animated speaker who receives and deciphers messages from the other side. Sandy in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, hi. Sandy. What's your question for me tonight?
Well, my son passed away recently, and there were some unanswered medical questions leading to his passing. I wanted to see if you could pick up on what that might have been.
He
unanswered.
Hold on. Whoa.
Go ahead.
He's not a doctor. And I'm going to let him answer the question because, tragically, your son has passed away. But he's not a doctor. He can't diagnose. He can give suggestions and places to look, but he can't give you the definitive medical answer. And that's just not a path that we need to go down. But go ahead, by all means, Vincent, and see what you can do for Sandy.
Thank you very much for that, Walter. I appreciate that. And Sandy, yes, Walter is right. It's really difficult to come up with answers like that. Other than what I'm hearing from your son more than anything else is to, can you please let go of that? Because he's feeling that in you being upset about that and having that question in your mind still, he keeps feeling that on the other side, and he's not feeling your peace, so it makes it difficult for him to feel his. You know what I mean? Because they're still connected. They still want to be around. They know you're upset with that. They're saying it's less than what you think. Don't worry about it, is what I keep hearing, okay? But mostly find the peace in your heart, Sandy, to be able to move on for him and for you as well. That's the best piece of advice I can give you right now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Sandy, thanks very much for listening to KMBZ. I'm Walter Sterling. You and I are talking to Vincent Jenna. Vincent Jenna at 888-688-WALT. He is psychic therapist and spiritual mentor. Vincent is a world-renowned psychic healer, respected spiritual teacher, and a dynamic animated speaker. Are you a dynamic animated speaker? That's what I want to know.
I'm Italian and I'm from New York, so you got to know I'm using my hands all the time. You can't get any more animated than that.
Where in New York?
Well, actually, you were just talking about Bethpage State Park. I was born in Maspeth, Queens, but I grew up on Long Island in Levittown, which is right next to Bethpage.
Exactly. Janet, listening on KDKA, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Janet.
Hi, is this Vincent? Vincent?
It's Walter,
Walter
and
Walter.
Yes.
And Walter, yes.
Yes.
I was just calling if you could give me some insight on my health and my husband's, and also on relationships with our children.
Well, let me ask one qualifier. How old are your children?
Oh, okay. They are 36 and 40.
And men or women?
Each, one of each.
Yep.
Now I will let Vincent answer.
There we go.
Thank you, Walter.
Very interesting. Both of them are very emotional in their own way and their own right. And they hold in a lot and a lot of feelings from the past and things that they have been through. I kind of feel that all the three of you also need to let go of some issues from the past, because hanging on for no reason, is what I'm talking about, and more
right.
communication being established between the three of you. And it's hard. It's hard for children, no matter what age they are, to let go of those things because they harbor certain resentments. And you know, unless you really start healing
right.
your own life, you can't let go of those things. But you, on the other hand, too, for your sake and just keep believing in them, keep affirming mm-hmm. in your own mind for them what you would want them to affirm about themselves. That's going to be the best thing. And also, Mom, let go of your guilt, because you have guilt. You're holding on to the guilt. The guilt is eating at you, and it also can cause anger and resentment yourself when you don't let it go. And I feel that things will lighten up coming in the future, because they still are concerned and they still care. But everybody needs to let go. That's all I keep hearing for all of you, okay? I hope that helps.
Thank you for the call. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You and I are talking to Vincent Jenna. Now, Vincent, when is our country going to open up again?
It's opening up too soon, actually. And there's going to be a rise in what's going on. See, they're opening out of fear, not because they're concerned. If they're concerned, they would be people would be stopping the fighting, stopping the protesting, and realizing that they need to take care of themselves. They need to help each other. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about, you know, everything can freeze and be let go of. And you know, just like mortgage companies are allowing you to pay the mortgage on the other side of the mortgage, you can not pay until October or whatever. That matters more than getting this country going business-wise. And because they're doing it a little bit too soon, it's going to push the gauge a little bit more, and it's going to raise that bar again. And so it's going to take a little bit longer before we get back to normal. But we need to use the rest of the year. There's a lot of good things coming from this as far as connections people are making. And the caring about each other, people are going out of their way to help each other a little bit more. And we need to pay attention to that. Cabin fever is really all about not following your routine anymore. That's what bothers people, when they can't follow their normal routine because that's what they created to feel normal. This is about spontaneity and trusting yourself, you know, trusting your life, trusting that you can make it through this. You know, go out for a walk, read a book, and like I said to you, one of the callers, is now is the perfect time to do the inner healing work because you have the time, and this nonsense that's going on is bringing to the surface all that garbage anyway, so you might as well work on it. So it's going to take a little bit longer. September tends to be a little bit more on the slightly normalization area, but not sooner than that.
I was thinking about the summer, and I thought, okay, what would be the worst thing in the summer? I know, water parks. There could be nothing worse than going to water parks. Right? Like, that just defines every bad thing that
could
happen.
Totally. Totally. Listen. They're canceling things all over the place. My wife attends a major conference in San Francisco in November every year. They've already turned it into a virtual conference. It's going to be online. They canceled the whole thing. And that's November. So
Vincent, Jenna,
they know. You don't take chances.
From my perspective, Vincent, Jenna, it is far better what we're doing now. I don't need to go see people. I don't want to talk to people. And I dread the day when everything opens up again, because then I'm going to have to, like, talk to people and be pleasant and share my experience and strength and hope with them. I really don't want to share anything with them. I'm very happy binge watching Hollywood on Netflix and Fresh Off the Boat, which is the greatest sitcom ever made. I'm perfectly happy.
Oh my God.
Indoors.
I just started watching Hollywood. I can't believe you're watching that show. That's hysterical.
We can't stop. All right, Vincent, Jenna, I put all your information on my Facebook page. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. You're a good sport. Well, remember, the greatest gift you and I can be given, the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help. And I don't know about you, but we're having a good time. We're having a good time. All right, I'll be with you next Sunday, Sterling on Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm Walter M. Sterling.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.